butting on the fallow deer. They have gripped Hugh of Brine for stealing of the bishop's mare. They have bound him hand and foot, carried him to Quivham Keep. All the lads along the road cried, Hugh of Brine, you must hang. Loose my right arm free, he says, and put my broadsword in my hand. There's none in Norriashire this day would dare tell the tale to Hugh of Brine. Then spoke the fair Wargellus, sitting by the bishop's knee. 500 white pence I'll give you if you let Hugh of Brine go free. Hold your tongue, my lady fair, and for your pleading let it be. Although 10 brines were in his coat, Hugh of Brine this day will die. Then spoke the Lord Wargellus, sitting by the bishop's knee. 15 white stats I'll give you, if you give Hugh of Brine to me. Hold your tongue, my noble lord, and for your pleading let it be. Although 10 brines were in his coat, it's for my honor he must die. Taken him to the hanging hill and set him by the gallows tree. Ne'er the colour left his cheek, nor ever did he blink his eye. He has looked him round about, all for to see what he could see. There he saw his own father, weeping, weeping bitterly. Hold your tongue, my father dear, and for your weeping let it be. It sorer, sorer grieves my heart than all that they could do to me. And you may give my elder brother my sword that's made of the metal clear. Bid him to come at 12 o'clock and see me pay the bishop's mare. And you may give my younger brother my sword that's made of the metal brown. Bid him to come at 4 o'clock, see his brother Hugh cut down. Remember me to my own dear wife, the next time you go by her door. Tell her she stole the bishop's mare, tell her she was the bishop's whore. Tell my kith and kin I never did disgrace their blood. When next they meet the bishop's cloak, leave it shorter by the hood.